The gas bill, Joe, from the surge in oil prices is starting to add up for consumers, raising concerns about whether the resilient consumers so far can hang on much longer. Mark Zandi at Moody's.com, he calculated the total bill so far at the request of CNBC. I asked him for this a couple days ago. That's how I knew it was coming. He finds it equals $59 billion, made it mostly of gasoline. Then there's a diesel cost and an implied jet fuel cost, and those higher airline fees. That amounts to about $450 per household, a cost that's been manageable in part because you can see there bigger tax refunds have offset it. But in mid-May, you can see the extra fuel cost outstripped the refunds. That's averaged about $380. So now it's higher. Zandi warning, unless the war ends soon, financially pressed consumers will have no option but to turn more cautious in their spending, threatening the already soft economy. Now, the potential offsets to this, you could have better job growth, you could have better wage growth, and also you might have expanded oil production and reinvestment of those petrodollars. In the meantime, for now, real incomes, consumers adjusted for inflation, real incomes have fallen in five of the past 7 months, and there's the year-over-year rate, and that includes the past three as inflation has taken a bite. Costco, they said last night that gas is taking a bigger share of their members' spending, and they see consumers becoming more price sensitive, even while non-gas sales stayed strong. Zandi estimating, if we go on the way we've been going, prices stay at current level, it's going to be about a $2,000 hit per household once you do the 1-year anniversary of the start of the war.